Director of Forestry Fitzgerald Providence said the department commenced its work following the explosive volcanic eruption to ensure the survival of animal species which live in the forested areas. He said the department will be conducting a survey to ascertain what extent the volcanic eruption has affected the populations of animals living in the nation's forests.
Well, from the beginning, we started even during the eruption because we focused on the protection of the fauna of the forest, the animals. And we had set out feed stations, particularly for birds, particularly endemic St. Vincent parrot. We had set out feed stations in selected forest areas. And we noticed birds and bats were eating the fruits. And we noticed that in success. In terms of the continuing with the animals, we hoping and we're planning to do a survey and a census in terms of the situation with the parrots, how many birds out there, if there was any serious impact on the population from our last record in 2010 when we had the last census.
Mr. Providence said the Forestry Department is currently working on recovery programs for the forest, such as clearing roadways and other paths. He said forestry officials are also clearing streams and rivers to reduce the likelihood of flooding.
In terms of the recovery, right now we're doing recovery in terms of clearing the path to get to go into the forested areas to see really what is happening. We're monitoring a lot in terms of the slopes because we know we've started the hurricane season because that stability of that ground flow as covered now with ash, that will be somewhat washed off by the heavy rains which may cause some flooding in certain areas. So we're monitoring forested areas. We're also going to look at our streams and rivers because we know what occurred in 2013 and 2011 after we had Thomas. And the volcanic eruption has done some damage in the forest. So we don't want logs and debris to be there to come down and block bridges and so on. So we're trying to clear these things out of the waterways and also to clear the paths into the forest so that we can get to do full assessment and the recovery.
Mr. Providence added that the Forestry Department will be embarking on reforestation programs in areas which have been severely impacted.
Critical areas, we will do reforestation. Some areas include the to stabilize slopes and also to stabilize stream banks or waterways. Well, we know persons want to assist, and we ask them to contact us at the forestry services at our office down here at Camden Park, 4578594. Or if they see forestry personnel in the areas, the rangers, they can talk to them and say in terms of how what they want to do. Also, we want them to help us in the monitoring. We know in the week or so after the eruption, there were people calling in and observing that maybe they saw a parrot that was injured or maybe dead. We want persons to continue to monitor, help us to monitor the situation out there in the forest and report any concerns.
Director of Forestry, Fitzgerald Providence. I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufrière Volcano Update.